Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny Meringue.
I found two empty bottles of a particularly decent Chateau Noir Bordeaux 57 in your rubbish.
Dusty Hera.
You went through my garbage?
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app.
I find it particularly offensive that you use them to wash down an order from something called Macho Taco.
And Portland's sports leader, 1080.
I would never drink a Bordeaux with a Macho Taco.
The Fan.
It was a burrito machissimo.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for being a part of our day, letting us be a part of yours. Whether it's on 1080 AM, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. Welcome, everybody. Hey, again, want to get this out there. Autotown GMC presents the 10th Annual Fan Golf Classic, Langdon Farms Golf Club. Go sign up, get registered at 1080thefan.com. It'll be July 11th out at Langdon Farms. So get your team signed up. Spots will be going pretty fast. With the NFL draft in the rearview mirror, and we have a couple days for everything to kind of, for the dust to settle, we're starting to hear a little bit more about the teams that wanted to move. The leaks are coming out on what was offered up to various teams to move up and down in the draft. And, I think the Vikings and Giants picks or trade packages were off, have been leaked now to the New England Patriots to try to move up to three for Drake May. Mm-hmm. It was Minnesota allegedly offered 11, 23, a 2025 first round pick, and another pick, but they wanted a second. And that's where the Patriots are like, no, we're not going to take that. We'll just take Drake May. The Giants wanted to swap. I think
They wanted a second back.
They wanted a second round pick in return. Yeah, yeah. So they wanted number three and a second round pick in the future. And New England's like, no, we're good. We're going to sit here. And then the Giants, I think it was two firsts and something else, just kind of sprinkled in there. And New England said, no, we're out. We're good. We're just going to take
that's
Drake May.
That's not quite Bryce Young territory. So,
Yeah. Because, look, the Bears got DJ Moore and this year's number one.
And then, what was it, 2 seconds and a third?
Yeah. So they didn't want to move there.
No.
But we are also hearing about some teams and what they were offered and what shopping was going to go on. Adam Schefter went on the Pat McAfee show, and he dropped this one that is raising a lot of eyebrows around the NFL.
And the truth is the Commanders, the two quarterbacks they had in consideration at two were Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy. So Drake May wasn't going to. He just wasn't going to. He's going to go three to New England. But back to Harbaugh a second. What's interesting about that is what would have been really cool. And there were other teams that were thinking that this would have been cool. If Jim Harbaugh believed in J.J. McCarthy as the best quarterback in this draft class, as he said, as the best quarterback in the history of Michigan football, as the man who had the best pro day of any quarterback he's ever seen, why not go take that quarterback at five and go trade Justin Herbert? And you could have traded Justin Herbert for, I'm going to make this up off the top of my head, four ones. Mm-hmm. Four ones.
Okay.
Right?
Just off the top.
And you know what? I wasn't the only one that had the idea. The Chargers couldn't do it because the cap charge for this year would have been about $64 million, and all the new money in his contract was coming due, and I think the Patriots and the Vikings had the same idea because both teams reached out to the Chargers to inquire about Justin Herbert and were flat out rejected before there could be any talk. So they thought the same thing that I did. Like, hey, you like J.J. McCarthy so much? Go pick him and trade us Justin Herbert. But they never even considered it.
See, that's interesting where this conversation is taking, that the Chargers were entertaining trading Justin Herbert. It seems like teams were calling to say, hey, you love J.J. McCarthy, we'll take Herbert off your hands. And the Chargers said, no, we're not doing it. So it wasn't like they were floating Justin Herbert as trade bait, because it would have been $65 million cap hit this year for the Chargers to get rid of Justin Herbert.
But you take the call because you look at the math behind it and you weigh those opportunities. You do this with everyone.
Well, that's exactly
what Patrick Mahomes is the only person in the league that you don't do that with.
But you do. You do, because remember, John Lynch called Bill Belichick and said, what's it going to take to get Tom Brady? And he said, nothing you can offer. Mm-hmm. How about Jimmy Garoppolo? And that's how the San Francisco 49ers ended up getting
Jimmy G.
Was they lobbed that call, because remember all the rumors were, hey, Brady's getting long in the tooth. Are the Patriots going to be willing to move off him? They give that call, and Belichick's like, no, we're not going to send him back home to the Bay Area. But you can take Jimmy Garoppolo off our hands, and you can do that right now. You take those calls every single time, and because you never know what doors are going to open up off of it.
But even as it pertains to Herbert, you take that call and you have that conversation, because you look at how the Chargers are set up right now financially, and they are in it. Whether it's Bosa, whether it's Mac, whether it's Herbert, they have so much money committed to the very top with a new coach coming in. What does Harbaugh do? Does he take over teams that are already built, or does he start from scratch and build them?
He has taken a lot of teams from scratch. The Niners were not, when he took over the Niners, they weren't that. They
weren't stripped down for parts, but they were not what they would end up being.
Absolutely.
He likes to build in his vision, not take over. He's not a cook that takes over a meal halfway through.
But I think he likes the nuts and bolts of what this roster has.
Sure.
Because he comes in already with an established quarterback. The offensive line, you just need to keep those guys healthy is the big one moving forward. You have an elite pass rusher. You have an elite safety, and Derwin James got to stay healthy. But with all of those guys, it comes with major cap hits. And if you look at it just for this year alone, Bosa's got a $26 million hit. Mac has got a $26 million or $25.5 million hit. Derwin James is at 19.8. Herbert is at 19.3. Those are four high-priced guys that you have right off the top. And so, of course, they're going to be sitting there and they're going to be looking at any and all options to improve this roster. They're not that far off. I still am really apprehensive to see what they are thinking at wide receiver and what they can do at the wide receiver position, because they haven't remedied that still.
No.
I mean, you look at, they got Ladd McConkey, so you have a slot. And Ladd McConkey, which they picked up with their second round pick, he can stretch you vertically too. He's fast, but he's not a big body every down target.
Quentin Johnson is, but he was not good last year.
No, he wasn't. He
probably one of the biggest disappointments from last year's draft.
And then they got Brendan Rice in the seventh round as a seventh round pick.
Have you seen the video of that draft, that pick?
No.
It's crushing. So Brendan Rice was the reason he wasn't really around. He was at a funeral for his best friend.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, he was giving the eulogy at his best friend's funeral and took the call outside of the funeral home. Like, that's
dang.
That's a tough place to be. But, you know, he stays in LA. And look, I like Rice. I thought he was really solid at SC, but I don't see him as being a number one guy. And don't get me wrong, the lineage is tremendous, but he struggles, I think, with the regular, but he excels in the spectacular. Like, he had some absolutely insane out of frame, you know, out of range catches that you were like, oh my God. But the down to down stuff isn't the guy that you, I think you look at to build your wide receiver core on.
And one thing that I guess Chargers do have that they can look at is you're playing in the AFC West where the Broncos and the Raiders are still trying to figure it out, what they're going to do roster wise. I mean, neither one of them are complete by any means.
No, God, no.
And so you'd have Kansas City, and that's going to be a juggernaut for everybody in the AFC. But with the talent in the roster that they have, Harbaugh's coming in with a leg up on half of the division already.
Yeah.
And now you got to squeeze that juice out of Justin Herbert to see how much you can get out of him. With the receiving core, that it's not great right now, and they may not be done dealing before this season begins. But I found it interesting that those headlines that we're seeing are, because of that clip that we just played, that they were shopping Justin Herbert, where it just kind of sounds like they answered the phone when people called, because that's how you operate and that's how you do some business there. But a year or two down the road, could I see the Chargers moving off and going young at quarterback? Absolutely, because of what you outlined with the way that Jim Harbaugh builds his teams, right? He builds them, and if he can do it and he feels that he can do it on a cheaper number, he might just pull the trigger and do the unthinkable, where you have a franchise quarterback who is young and in his prime, and he goes, no, I'm going to do it a different way. He's a weird bird.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very weird bird.
But he's also been successful at every single stop.
And I also, though, I think with the way that Harbaugh and Greg Roman used Andrew Luck at Stanford, it could be really fun offense for Herbert to operate in with Greg Roman.
It's fair.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of coaches and the way they handle their rosters, what's going on in Colorado right now? Danny Dusty on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
All right, we're gonna hold on Dion for a minute, or maybe 8 minutes.
8 minutes.
But because it's getting hairy is getting hairy in Colorado mm-hmm. right now. Boulder is going through it.
Yeah, it needs a razor.
Speaking of Denver, Michael Porter Jr. is going to go for 60 in the next playoff game.
Good Lord.
I have been astonished with the way that he has been able to perform with everything that's going on in his orbit
mm-hmm.
throughout that first round where they eliminated the Los Angeles Lakers. He was awesome throughout that series.
Basketball might be his haven and his sanctuary right now.
He has a brother, Jonte Porter, who's been banned for life in the NBA for mm-hmm. Gambling mm-hmm. on basketball.
Fixing games.
Which also means, like, he can't go to arena, so yeah. he'll never be able to go and watch his brother in person. He has another brother who was sentenced to 6 years in prison.
Yes, for vehicular manslaughter and DWI.
And now he has a third brother,
uh-huh.
Javon Porter,
uh-huh.
who plays at Pepperdine?
Yeah.
I think formerly did.
Yeah, formerly he's at Missouri now, like all okay. of the others.
And he was arrested for speeding, and I saw suspicion of
DWI
at 1:30 in the morning this morning. That is three of his brothers mm-hmm. have either been arrested or got banned for life. And by the way, it's not done with Jonte yeah. Porter. The legal troubles are going to start for yeah. Jonte Porter in the betting scheme. So he has seven siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Three
Big
of
family.
His brothers, and there's four boys, so he's the only one that has not gotten in significant trouble in the last month.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about things come crumbling down around you, that's it right there.
And it's seemingly like with that's why I'm so impressed with Michael Porter Jr. is like with every single like stumble that his family takes, he's like playing better. Like it, like you said,
the Highlander situation.
It is his
as his brothers get yeah. taken down, he becomes more powerful.
Basically, yeah, because he keeps playing better and better as all of this happens. Like to be able to do that, and I think you're right in that, where it's like it is his safe haven is on the basketball floor right now because everything else around him is an absolute mess. But then again, like you sit there and you know these. You know people like this. We all do, where their life is kind of, they live in chaos and they grow up kind of in that chaotic environment. And maybe that has a little bit to do with it, whereas he's just like, I know how to shrug all this off because it's an absolute disaster around me 24/7 growing up.
I mean, no one's immune to this stuff, so I don't want to get into, you know, the, well, he comes from money and da da da. Like, mm-hmm. I've seen good, bad, rich, poor, everyone gets impacted by stuff. But, I mean, for the love of God, man, give the guy a break.
Rest of your family?
I'm serious. Like, my God.
And he's got three sisters, too,
I believe
right?
that, yeah. It's a big family.
Big-ass yeah. family.
And, I mean, again, they're well off, but not... And, of course, Michael Porter Jr. is making $180 million. Like, they're fine, but... You're not immune to this stuff, and it is kind of insane that he's playing this well. But it's almost, and this sounds terrible to say, but I'm almost waiting for the shoe to drop with him, because the knock on him coming out was he's a dummy.
Yeah, he's got baggage around
yeah,
him,
and
baggage around him.
Like he's the one that you expected to step into something. Like that was beyond his massive red flags for his back. It was He says stupid things, and it doesn't matter where you sit on things politically or anything, because he's had his own views on that, but it's very much a, what the hell did he just say? And that happens quite a bit, but maybe that's it with him. Maybe he just says dumb stuff, as opposed to doing it.
Yeah, and look, there's, like, the blessing in disguise could have been all those knocks around him made him more aware, you know? I mean, you can be a dummy and just sit there and look at, you hear it enough, and you're like, okay, I need to get my
tighten up
ducks
a little
in
bit,
a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, and get my S together a little bit.
Sucks that your family has to be the ones that kind of set the precedent for you, but
sure does.
Maybe that's sometimes what it takes.
You see, I sent you this meme. Broncos picked Nick Garagiulo in the seventh
yeah,
round.
Yeah, I did see this. My God, it's terrifying.
He is an offensive lineman they picked in the seventh round of the draft, and somebody goes, he looks familiar. Mm-hmm. He's got a wicked mustache mm-hmm. and really long hair.
His flow is immaculate.
And somebody superimposed his facial hair and hair onto Nikola Jokic.
And they look like twins.
It's a dead ringer. Yeah. Like, it is a dead mm-hmm. ringer. The Denver Broncos.
And he loves horses.
Well, because he's a Bronco. Mm-hmm. I think Jokic, it may be Jokic. Just being like...
Just moonlighting.
Going to go and play in the NFL.
Let me go and show you how good my feet are. I'm going to go pass pro.
Oh, he's got length. He's got good reach. He's got good reach. Nobody's going to get into his body.
Those levers got to be pretty impressive.
Yeah. Hey, here's a text on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. Porter's brothers make Jackson Mahomes look like just a minor troublemaker. Yeah. Well, I mean, he got into legal... Jackson Mahomes did get into legal trouble.
Didn't he beat a woman?
No, he forcibly kissed a bar manager.
That's right. Yeah, worse.
Yeah, and it was caught on
a video. That's what it was. Yeah,
I don't. It's kind of, not maybe worse, but samesies. You know, like on the it's all bad.
Yeah,
on the all bad front.
I think when you slide over to the sexual assault side, it gets worse.
Yeah,
maybe that's just me.
Yeah, forcibly kissed a woman that was like, get out of here. What are you doing? Jerk. And his overall just entitlement, you know?
He's also just a giant douche canoe.
He is.
Yeah. Tangentially famous people weird me out.
With zero awareness whatsoever.
I mean, that's they all are.
Zero awareness.
Has there ever been anybody who's tangentially famous? You're like, I like them.
Does Mark Wahlberg count? Because Donnie Wahlberg was famous earlier. Not, right?
But
is that okay?
Mark Wahlberg was older, but giant douche.
Yes.
And then he went like full redemption arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe.
Yeah, he might be the one.
That damn funky bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that whole one incident, not the only thing he's trying to erase from his past. He doesn't like it when you bring up Marky Mark.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
That's not surprising.
Hmm. I bet you Tim Allen doesn't like you when you bring up the Coke either.
Yeah, you got that too.
I'm just, you know.
Yep.
I'm sure he doesn't.
I found that
out. Sorry, Tim Allen, you're just getting strange because you're the first one I thought of.
Yeah, I found that out when I was a kid, like when Home Improvement was still on. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, went to Michigan jail for...
What are we...
Oh, I remember being super surprised the first time I heard Bob Saget curse.
Bob Saget,
one of the
being
dirtiest
the
comics,
bluest comedian of all time, is like, that was a little bit. Danny Tanner did not expect that one coming.
No. Yeah.
Did not expect. RIP,
you,
Danny
I
Tanner.
I bet you that trio, Bob Saget and
Tim Allen and Mark Wahlberg?
No. Full House.
Full House?
Yeah.
So
Stamos and Dave Coulier.
I bet you they had some good times. I bet you that's a good times group.
Well, and I bet you that Stamos is probably the square out of all of them.
He probably is.
Because he's still touring with the Beach Boys.
What?
Yeah.
That's what John Stamos
does? The Beach Boys look like they do a lot of
He's been with the Beach Boys doing, like,
decades. Since Full House.
Yeah.
Since Full House when they had the Beach Boys special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Coulier, he married Alanis Morissette, didn't he?
I don't think married. They dated
for a long time.
And what her famous song, I think, is about him.
Isn't it ironic?
No, not that one. Her first one.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You ought to know.
Yeah. Yeah, you ought to know by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also in that same thing, you had, Varsity Blues, the Stamos' wife who got her kids into USC with Massimo. What's her name?
Oh,
she's hot.
Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin.
Oh, yeah.
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah. Aunt Becky.
Who's on the show. Aunt Becky.
I thought you were talking about Rebecca Romaine Stamos, who's the real hot in all of this.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The actual ex-wife.
No, I will. I have more of a thing for Lori Loughlin than I
Aunt
do.
Becky guy.
Okay,
yeah, more Aunt Becky than
Rebecca Romaine. And
remember,
Stephanie. Stephanie was into all the drugs. And the Olsen twins.
Yeah, she had a rough patch.
Yeah. What are the Olsen twins up to?
I don't know, 97, 98 pounds?
Combined.
Just sitting
a whole Calista Flockhart.
Yeah. Yeah, what are they doing these days?
I don't know. The sister is the more famous one now.
Who's their sister?
The Marvel
Elizabeth.
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Olsen. She's been doing all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
She's Wanda.
Her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No
idea. That's an Olsen.
Yeah.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Now that I can see the Olsen twins in her face.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah. The facial features. Mm. All right. Well, they're like billionaires. You remember how creepy that was?
When they turned 18?
There was a countdown. There's a website that had a countdown clock that was getting like millions of hits per day for when they turned 18.
That's just gross.
Times have changed, guys.
Yeah, that's just gross.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of times changing and gross things, this is the worst day on the web with Deion Sanders, huh?
Gosh, that was only 19 years ago.
Don't put that out there. Don't put that out there. But first, here's the Big Kahuna with a Sports Center update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna burger?
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Oh, really? That sucks.
Well, today's worst day is more of a, worst week, worst month, worst year. Not exactly sure where to put the caveat on this, because things are falling apart all around Deion Sanders in Colorado. And if you want to get caught up, you don't have to read any articles. You don't have any logins or any subscriptions. Just go on Twitter and search Deion Sanders and go to his Twitter profile and find him going at former players.
This may be one of the most
unhinged.
Well, yeah,
it's unhinged. There's no way around this. Let the kid who didn't play for you, who didn't do anything for you, act a fool on his own and let him make an ass of himself.
Well, even for Deion, it's uncharacteristic. Yeah, I mean, this is for Deion Sanders, who is outspoken. He is a vibrant personality in sports and always has been. Right. Remember all he said last season, and especially after the Oregon thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where when Dan Lanning says, you know, they're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins and all that stuff. Remember what Deion said after that? We don't talk about anybody but ourselves. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, we don't throw shade at anybody else. We just take care of ourselves. That is not what is happening right now. No. And it's not even like punching back at what is going on, because he's not fighting back in saying, you know, what Xavier Smith, who was quoted in that Athletic article about his time at Colorado and how it all fell apart. He's not denying any of that. He's not fighting back and defending himself in his actions. What he's doing is kind of verifying what everybody thought after that article came out. Mm-hmm. After Cromani McClain comes out and says, like, hey,
want to play for a place with substance.
And yeah, somewhere that is going to develop me and help me grow, right? And we're starting to hear more and more as players are saying things like, you know, there's one kid that they put their social media handles on the back of their practice jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he showed up to practice one day and Deion had put the transfer portal for 24/7 Sports on the back of his jersey.
Which, look,
that's just such an a-hole move.
It's, I want to qualify this.
I don't even know that a-hole move begins to describe it.
It's funny if it's not from his coach.
Right. Like, well, I mean, if it's a teammate or something like that, pulling a prank on him.
Screwing with you?
Yeah.
It, like, unquestionably, like, when I first heard it, I was like, that's pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
That's a pretty
sick burn. But your head coach doing that is so out of pocket.
So we had yesterday, when we talked about this yesterday, Shedeur Sanders was going at, Xavier Smith saying, I don't even know who this guy is. Must have been mid.
Yeah.
Okay. There was just a random Twitter user that said, hey, tell your son to stop acting like he's the coldest out here and then put up a 4-8 season. Okay. Like, damn. Mm-hmm. So I understand where this kind of morning of Deion tweeting started, because that one, I understand that he replies and he's firm with it, but he says he'll be a top 5 pick. Where's your son going? I got time today. LOL.
I'm willing to bet money. Shedeur Sanders is not a top five pick.
It's funny you say that because I went through five different far too early 2025 mock drafts.
Was he in the top 20?
Yes. Yeah, actually, he was in one of them, number 9 to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, God. Fire me into the sun.
But he is not in any of them. He was not a top five. But that's not to say that he can't be. He took a lot of sacks. And look, he has a dynamic arm. He can throw the ball really well. And he throws a very good ball. Mm-hmm. He takes a lot of sacks, holds onto the ball for far too much, tries to do too much with it. And look, their offensive line was atrocious mm-hmm. last year. And Deion has made no bones about that. But for all of the folks that are saying that all he's in for at Colorado, and there are more and more voices of former players that are coming out and saying this, is that all Deion really cares about is Shedeur and Shiloh and getting them looks and getting them opportunities. Deion's day continued on social media when he put out a tweet about Xavier Smith, mm-hmm. okay? Because Xavier Smith was the guy who he was in the Athletic article. One of his teammates, okay, came to his defense on Twitter, right? Because now that young man is at Austin Peay. And so Jaheim Ward was defending Xavier Smith because they're teammates together. Deion quote tweeted his stat line from last year and said, "Lord Jesus," because the kid had 8 tackles, no forced fumbles, no interceptions, and 4 passes defended. So he's not even just going at the guys that were in the transfer portal from his former mm-hmm. team. He's going after an FCS,
somebody else's kids,
an FCS player at Austin Peay, mm-hmm. who was just defending his teammate in Xavier Smith.
What's funny is Ward, the other player here, then quote tweeted Deion with a what did Deion say? Lord Jesus, with a Lord Jesus that said, "I got more pass deflections than your son."
Because he did.
Deion's other son, Shiloh, is in the secondary.
A defensive back. But what has kind of come out of all of this is you don't see head coaches taking shots at...
Is that Deion's an ass?
Yeah, part of it. Well, you don't see head coaches taking shots at former players. We have not seen coaches take shots at current players like Deion Sanders has either. Because think about all the things he said about their roster before last year, and then when things started getting sideways and squirrely, calling out his offensive line and just saying they're not good enough, all those things. This is kind of unprecedented territory that he's in. And I've long said, I want to see Deion succeed because I think it's really interesting the way that he is trying to go about it, right? All through the transfer mm-hmm. portal, he's ignoring high school recruiting, and the high school recruits that he is getting are now leaving in droves. Two of his crown jewels from a year ago already gone, the high school kids. And it's going to be a revolving door. You've got to be able to win football games. That is going to be paramount. You can't. And now people are just coming at him like, dude, you went 4-8. We're really going to be talking about this. And by the way, 1-8 in conference play, including blowing a 29-0 lead at halftime to Stanford. Mm-hmm. Okay. But as all of these knocks start happening, it also knocks Deion down a peg, right? When he's getting into this from guys that are in the portal. Because he's getting knocked down a peg when he's been elevated as this coach that's going to help you thrive and help you succeed. And all these kids are coming out being like, dude, my experience at Colorado was miserable. And are the players good? Most of them, no.
No.
They're not that are leaving. But when you have this many guys start piling it up.
61% of his 2023 recruiting class is gone.
It takes a hit. And every other coach in the country uses it against you. Mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things that Colorado's up against, though, is the fact that they've painted themselves a bullseye on their back for every single team that plays them. And they're not good enough to withstand that bullseye. Like, they're not going to catch anybody sleeping on them.
No.
They're entering the Big 12, which is not going to be as good as the Pac-12 was this past year. But you're going to get every single team's best shot week in and week out.
Because they're going to want to show you what playing for clicks looks like.
Exactly.
That's the way you go against the that you know, that modality, as it were. It's going to be really interesting to see how that all shakes out, because I'm with you on like the wanting Deion to succeed and being a little bit different, but what the hell, man? He's tweeted 9 times today, and it's all been just gibberish.
Do you think we would be like exactly where we are right now had they not beat TCU to start the season? Like, do you think it would be as loud and insufferable as it is?
Yeah. Yes.
There's nothing tampering down Deion.
But that you're talking that 3-0 start where it was like people were like, oh, it's working. Well, it turns out that TCU was a flash in the pan, went to the college football playoff. They were terrible last year.
All of their top guys went to the NFL.
And then they beat, I think, an FCS team in Colorado State and then just got the doors blown off them by Oregon.
Yeah, and they beat Nebraska, too.
That was game two. Yeah, it was Nebraska. It was Matt Rhule and then Colorado State.
And then Colorado State.
And I think those two wins to start the year, though, they were what got the hype train just rolling out of control.
Sure.
And Colorado State damn near beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that game was
running
crazy.
The same route every single play.
Over and over and over again.
Here come the unders.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
This text. That Louis bot was at a swap meet.
Yeah. It's like where you put the diamond detector on, and it's like, it's fake.
Yeah.
Womp, 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 womp. I have a little palate cleanser.
Yeah, hold on really quick. This text says, I'd like to know what Rick Pitino thinks of Deion calling out other players. Remember, Rick Pitino, that made national headlines when he's like, dude, our guys are unathletic. They're not. To a man, though, how many of those guys, at whether it's St. John's or anybody that's played for Rick Pitino.
Ain't nobody leaving Rick.
They say
they ride or die for him.
He is doing the best to maximize us.
That was a motivational tactic going after his guys.
I will also say, though, that was unhinged. Yeah. And everybody at the time was like, dude, Rick Pitino, pump your brakes, dude. You're the guy that brought all these guys in. Right? Well, they said the exact same things that were saying about Deion, but Deion is now fighting back at former players who are like, dude, you didn't treat me right when I was there.
Yeah, you're not going to find anybody saying that about Rick.
Yeah.
I know guys that have gone on recruiting visits to places Rick has been at who will ride and die for him.
Well, I mean, we know why after we found out what was going on at Louisville.
Huh? They're taking care. Rick takes care of guys, okay? It's the complete opposite of Deion. And nobody got anything nasty to say about Rick Pitino, at least for former players.
That's right.
That's how it goes.
The only people I think bad things to say are maybe his wife, after the Italian restaurant incident in the NCAA.
Yeah, true. Neither one of them played for Rick. Just saying. All right, coming up, a little bit of palate cleanser and a fun little enjoyable moment. For all of the negativity that baseball gets, these are the little moments that we love to see. Coming up here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Think you could tell us what to wear?
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
And Edwards right here. DX. Yeah.
They really should just get the rights to put this over him doing the chop.
He needs to do it. You have to do it.
It was great. Sitting there at half court, just hitting the chop over and over and over and over at the Phoenix Suns. Have you seen the clip from like the fan?
And it's starting introductions, just this
just
starts
come out,
playing.
Just hit it to everyone.
Move over Alan Parsons Project. There's a new great intro in basketball.
He's hitting the DX chop, and it's a fan filming from half court on the opposite side. And Richard Jefferson is calling the game, and clearly his mic is muted. Because he is just pointing and laughing and talking endlessly. It's not during a commercial. It's like I loved it. I loved every bit of it. I was like, this is perfect. This is like, it was one of those things where I was like, Richard, turn the mic on. Yeah. Turn the mic on.
Do it.
Turn the mic on.
Do it.
Because if you've ever listened to Richard Jefferson tell stories or like do road tripping with Channing Frye, it is gold. The stuff that those Arizona guys, him, Channing, Gilbert, did and got away with at Arizona is unhinged but hilarious.
I have a buddy that lived on the same floor as Gilbert Arenas in their freshman year in the dorms, and he said that Gilbert was a really like nice guy, but he would just like walk in and take stuff out of your room and then just like walk out. And you'd be like, hey man, what are you doing? And he'd be like, oh, sorry, I was just borrowing it. It's like, that's my soap. It's like it's my shower caddy. That's my Foreman grill. He's like, oh yeah, here, have it back. Like, he was really nice. Like, if you called him on it, but if you didn't call him on it, it was his.
He's a different cat. But back to the uplifting story, as it were, following the Dion stuff. The cool thing about baseball, one of my favorite things about baseball, much like NFL Draft Day, is the videos that you get from NFL Draft. When guys make debuts, when guys get called up to the majors, one is that the hidden camera conversation with the manager in the minors saying you're getting the call to the show.
Like we saw with Jackson Holliday, who's now back with...
I mean, inevitably, almost everyone that gets called up the first time goes back down.
Yeah, he was on the struggle bus.
Mike Trout got sent down, I want to say like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, Mike Trout getting hurt.
Knee surgery? That's a bummer.
Meniscus tear for Mike Trout.
Well, at least they called it a meniscus tear and not a non-surgical repair flap management. Philadelphia 76.
No, not a flap. Not a flap. No flap.
No flap involved.
What happened was there's a piece hanging.
But the Milwaukee Brewers are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. And Tyler Black, for the Milwaukee Brewers, is making his debut. And Rod Black, who is a 30-year broadcaster in Canada on TSN, was being interviewed in the stands as his son was up to bat. And this is what we got out of it.
Hit. I think hand-eye from hockey also helps. There's a base hit to right field for my boy, Tyler Black. There you go. Oh, there you go. 2 for 2. Happy birthday, Nancy.
That was incredible. He's got tears in his eyes, guys. This is an incredible moment for the Black family. Congratulations to you guys. What a fantastic day.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think we're going to start drinking heavily.
Welcome to Milwaukee. You're right in.
We love Milwaukee. We love Milwaukee. We're never leaving.
Absolutely awesome.
That is like great.
You be interviewed as your son. It's a nice little bass knock up the middle. But number one, his voice is perfect.
Yes.
That is a baseball. That if you didn't tell me that wasn't the normal play-by-play guy on TV, I wouldn't have missed a beat.
He just picked it up. No issues. Just boom. He picked it up and got it.
And it was just, super cool. Unfortunately, it wasn't his very first hit because it was his second hit of the day on his debut where he was 2 for 2.
Yeah.
At that point.
And like he came in because, who is it? Gary Sanchez went down with an injury. And so he pops into the game. Not only that, how about the fireworks? They had a big brawl in that game, too.
What, 4 guys got suspended out of
Yeah, let's go.
Uribe threw a real punch.
Yeah, we got a real
real punch thrown.
Not just hold me back, guy.
No,
we got a real punch going.
It was a right hand overhand that came down, and he punched the guy with the helmet on.
Yeah, you don't punch the helmet.
Use the off arm to knock the bill of the helmet back, then punch.
Yeah, sure. There you go.
That's come on.
Soften him up with a body blow. That helmet's going to come off pretty easily.
Yeah, get him to fold forward, get the helmet to come off, or you go hockey style. You know. Got to pull him down and rip the helmet off and then go for the uppercuts down low.
But you can't really pull on those jerseys because they'll tear. We've seen that.
Which is actually kind of nice, though. I mean, like, you know.
They had the tearaway jerseys.
Yeah, it's just momentarily. Just pull it over the head. It'll be stuck for a split second. So if you're the guy getting the jersey pulled, it's not like a hockey jersey. You get that jersey pulled over your head, you're in trouble. That jersey ain't given. That thing's made in America.
That's great. My favorite part of that is we're going to start drinking heavily. Because
to Milwaukee was the response.
I think we're going to start drinking heavily.
Not only are you in Milwaukee, but you're Canadian too.
Yeah.
So everything is tracking right now. It's like, we're Canadian. We like to drink. We had a hockey reference in there at the very beginning.
He was talking
like,
about his hand-eye coordination is growing as a hockey player.
Because he played a little hockey and then boom, slaps a hit. And now we're going to start tipping them back. By the way, he went 0 for 2 after that. But
he was 2 for 2,
for 2 before, and that's all that matters.
2 for 4 is a good day.
That's a great day. 500, man.
Great day at the office.
Let's go.
But I just thought that was a really cool moment. I love the go to the stands, you know, first at bat home run.
Yep.
You know, those things are always so. What's crazy is how many guys have been called up in Major League Baseball history that have hit home runs in their first at bat.
Yeah.
It's
dialed.
You would think that it's like one in a million kind of a situation. Ooh. But it happens pretty, no, I shouldn't say pretty often. It is not an uncommon occurrence.
Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see if we can get a number there. How many guys have had players with a home run in their first at-bat? Now, this is from last year of how many guys that oh, my gosh, it is.
Dude, it's a mile long.
It's like over 100.
Yeah, it's probably like 150 names.
Yeah, the first guy to do it was Joey Harrington. In 1895. Not that Joey Harrington. I know what you guys were thinking.
Looper.
He was played for the Boston Bean Eaters.
God, what a great name. Can we bring that one back?
Yeah, probably. I mean, somebody would get offended or upset by say it, that obviously.
I don't like beans. I'm bean intolerant.
Yeah. They'd be like, we can't have this anymore. I'm trying to think.
It's probably a derogatory term for the Irish cops.
Oh. You know, that might be it. Hmm. That might be it. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to look down this list here of who the most recognizable names are. I mean, Wilson Contreras is one. Jorge Salar, Sterling Marte.
That's three pretty good names.
Starlin Castro. I remember that. Yeah. Jason Hayward.
Yeah, I remember that at a bat.
Yeah,
that one was. That was. They had that one on. I think that was a national broadcast game, or is it that it was all over SportsCenter because he was a massive prospect.
Adam Wainwright.
You're kidding me.
No, Adam Wainwright.
Waino's first at bat was a home run?
May 24th, 2006.
That's hilarious.
Mike Napoli is in there. Dude, yeah. I mean,
it's a pretty good list.
There's some good names, and I'm not even at 2,000 yet. That just tells you.
Yeah. Didn't
the list is crazy.
One of Ellie or O'Neill Cruz, didn't one of them?
They were not on this list.
Maybe it was their first game.
Gary Gaetti, Will Clark.
Good God.
Yeah.
I guess there's some names on there.
Jose Offerman. It's a distinguished list of guys.
Like it's not like a foolproof thing, but it's if you're on this list, chances are you're going to have a pretty solid career.
I mean, most of these names I do have no idea, but a lot of them are really good. I mean, like big-time names.
Like legitimately big-time players.
Hack Miller.
That's a great name. Go up there and have a hack. Go hack away.
Yeah. We need to bring the name Hack back.
We do.
Ace Parker.
It's a great name.
That is a phenomenal name.
Today's a good day for names.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. All right.
Well. So there you go. That's talking names and talking dads watching their sons.
It is talking names.
It's good times. All right. Coming up next, we'll revisit the NBA playoffs as another team is poised to go home, and I throw on my Silky Johnson outfit. Coming up here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
Whoa.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.